I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio A. We are welcoming the Average Mammals to the studio here. It is they're from Hibbing, and they're in town playing all part of Beaners 1 Week Live. It's been quite a week already. They're also playing on Saturday night at the Rex Bar. Looking forward to Beaners 1 Week Live. Tonight's lineup, Hurricane Joe, Average Mammals, The True Malarkey with Chris Chu, and Lesser Planets. That's the lineup. It all kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight on the West End. Beaners 1 Week Live. It kicked off. It goes all the way through Saturday. And again, hey, welcome to the studio, Average Mammals.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's kick off with a tune. We'll come back and chat.
The song is called Small Talks.
With you. Live from Studio A, we have Average Mammals in the studio, and their Small Talk from their EP came out last year. Hey, welcome to Duluth, guys.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Ryan Molnar. I'm the singer and guitar player of Average Mammals.
I'm Josh. I play drums, and I sing in the background.
I'm Grant Hagen. I don't sing at all, but I play bass.
So you guys are a trio. Has that been the configuration since you kicked off back in 2011? Is that right?
Yeah, it was. Wow. Okay. We were actually a four-piece when we started, and I think in 2014, our guitar player moved to Bloomington. He is a medic, or so he's very important there now. He saves lives. And then we became three-piece, and we've been that way since.
Yeah.
Was he just irreplaceable, or did you decide you didn't need him?
He played a pretty big, strong part to the band, and it was a little hard to fill the void for a while, but I feel like we finally kind of brought it together and did so.
Well, tell us a little bit about kind of your roots, where you're from, and maybe what's informed this band. What's your influences?
Our influences? Well, we grew up in Hibbing, Minnesota, way up north, very small town. Not a whole lot of music.
No.
This was pretty much the group with like three other people that were into music anyway. As far as influences, I mean, we all grew up listening to like Blink 182, which may not be cool now, but back in the day it was.
Yeah.
But we like the Matches. We're all really big into the Matches. Brand New. We compare to them a lot, so they must be a pretty big one for us.
And you put out your first album a few years back. Your first, Life Under the Influence.
Yep.
When did that come out?
It came out in July 2014. I want to say, and we went to actually to Pasadena, California in 2013 to record it at the Pi Studios, a gentleman that Ryan and our old guitar player Darnay went to school with, or he was your teacher, right?
Yep, he was our teacher.
He brought us out there and recorded it for us.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That feel like the big time going to California to record.
Yeah.
It felt like the big time, except for that we couldn't afford food or anything else, really.
So last year you put out an EP, Petrichor, and since then you've put out a live version that just came out.
Yep. In August we released a live version. We had a really good showing for our release of Petrichor the year before, and the gentleman that recorded it for us, Andrew, he recorded it, or he tracked the whole live thing, so we chopped it up, and as a thank you to our hometown crew, we did a one show only and released the album.
Yeah. Limited print, yeah. Yeah.
Talk about your hometown support. So there are venues that on the Iron Range that have music. I know the 218, what a blessing is that place.
218 Tap House is great. Yeah.
Right.
We love it there.
Are there other venues that draw a crowd? Is that really the scene? Because that's what we hear about.
218 Tap House is good.
218's good. Rainy Lake Saloon in Virginia does well. Really the only venues that we play on the range, we play in the Homer Bar in Hibbing. That's kind of our spot because one of our friends' family owns it. But other than that, we mainly just play Rainy Lake or 218.
Excellent. And Duluth.
And Duluth, yeah. Duluth and Minneapolis. But yeah, Duluth is definitely our fave so far.
So how does it feel to be coming down Beaners 1 Week Live? Have you played it before?
No. This is our first
time.
Yeah,
we're very excited.
Yeah, we're super excited for it. And we got put on a bill with some really good bands. So I wish we were going first.
Right.
We're going to embarrass ourselves maybe. But, no, we're really excited. When Jason asked us, we were all jumping out of our seats.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this for quite a while
so
now.
So you're not going to be the hard act to follow? You think they are?
Oh, from what we've seen, yeah. Hurricane Joe is playing. They're after us, so that's good, but they are great. True Malarkey, we've played with them a couple times. They're awesome.
Fantastic.
I'm excited.
Well, let's hear another song and tell us a little bit about who's the writer on these.
I am the primary writer. When I'm Ryan. Singer, but Josh does have a tune on the new EP, and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, we're trying to like collectively write the songs as a team now instead of Ryan going, "This is my song, play it."
I'm afraid. All right,
this one's called "Disappear." It's off our first album, "Life Under the Influence." It is about our hometown of Hibbing. Most of them are
Average Mammals, live from City Way.
Now we're back at the bar. Just discussing all the things we've done and all the people we've become. And every weekend is the same. And now I'm out on the streets, staring at the tops of the buildings, cracked and crumbling. Down the alleys, right outside your apartment. I wonder what you're doing. Swing side, thinking of a much simpler time when the world was open wide. Yeah, oh, to the old days. Yeah, I'm gonna reinvent myself. Yeah, I'm gonna become something else. Yeah, I'm gonna. Just go falling with it. No need to test the water. Just go diving right in. Throw caution off the cliff and just go falling with it. No need to test the water. Just go diving right in. Well, I'm gonna disappear. Well, I'm gonna disappear. Yeah, I'm gonna disappear. I'm gonna disappear. Yeah, I'm gonna disappear. Well, I'm gonna disappear.
Live from Studio A with Average Mammals. Rocking it out on the radio today. It's so great to, that you guys could join us here as you're heading over to Beaners 1 Week Live tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked a little bit about, you know, where you came from. What are your plans going forward? Do you have, you're still booking, you're still recording?
We have one new single that we almost have ready. Just a few kinks. Yep. We're pretty much booked until December now. And I do the booking, Josh, for the band, and I like to do it like 3 months in advance so we can have it all on the calendars. But yeah, we're going to keep playing, keep recording. We have some new songs that we're working on in the future to play live anyway. We haven't tracked anything, but eventually.
Talk about being a band from way up north where, you know, it's quiet, winter is long, and you really have to get out and hit the road to really get the audiences.
It was tough. It's better now that we broke into the scenes, but like when we first started playing in Duluth or Minneapolis, nobody cared or wanted to see us. Or even when we were playing in our hometowns, not a lot of people went out to shows. So it was a tough road. Traveling's not the funnest usually.
Right, it's work.
And we don't have like a van, so we have to take two cars every time.
Josh is always by himself.
Yeah, I'm always alone.
So he really hates it.
I do a lot of singing to myself. I should be better at it by now.
Well, a time for practice.
Yeah.
talk about then keeping your spirits up and, you know, keeping the groove going when you're, you know, when you're at home, or, you know, is there a lot of support just internally, or, you know, how do you keep, how do you stay inspired? That's my question.
For us, I think, like, music is just, it's what we do. So, like, it's what, at least what I think about every day and what drives me, and it's my, like, every waking thought. So I'm constantly thinking, like, what can we do to be better than what we are?
Yeah. And, I agree.
And how did you get there? How did music become such a passion for you? Especially when there isn't a lot of that happening around you.
Well, for me personally, my dad, he drummed in bands like my whole life when I was a kid. When he wasn't working at the mines or the PUC where he worked in our hometown, he was playing gigs on the weekends or on weeknights. So it's always been around me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about me. I just feel like I've been just doing it forever. So just what I do.
Yeah, Ryan was actually a huge inspiration for me before I joined this band. Because there wasn't a lot of people playing music in our hometown, and I saw Ryan and some of our friends playing. I was like, I want to do that.
Right.
I just like to play. I'm Grant.
That's right.
Grant doesn't talk much.
No.
So even after you lost your fourth member, you guys have stuck together.
Yeah. I don't think we'll really... I mean, the ultimate goal is obviously to make this a career, but that is so incredibly hard in today's world. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll always... play together, yeah, unless
as long
you guys
don't
really
kill each other.
It.
I think.
Yeah.
Cross your fingers. How did you get the band name? Who named the band?
Grant. Who named the band?
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
What was it? I was taking an IQ test, and my grade was an average mammal at the end of it. And it just seemed like a good fit.
we were called the Shades before that, but that was taken, so we had to change it.
Right.
And then Grant told us his IQ, and we were like, sure, that'll work.
Is that really the score? That's the score they gave you?
Could be good, could be bad.
Or average.
Good. Yeah.
Or average, yeah.
Average is good. Good and enough, right?
And also petrichor. what's behind the...
Petrichor is the smell before rain, and it's just a really cool smell, and I don't know, just something... almost mystical about it. So
yeah, we were just gonna name one song that at the time. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Right. I think we're all like a fan of thunderstorms. I don't know why. And standing outside before them, but it ended up being the album.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song.
Okay. Right. This one is called Late Night Conversations. It is also from our first album. And it is also about our hometown.
Well, more of our childhood living up north.
Yeah. Average Mammals, live from City Way.
If only we spent it chasing after dreams. chase down the work week with memories. Yeah, we always thought there'd be a tomorrow.
You've tuned in to Live from Studio A here welcoming Hibbing rock band Average Mammals. They're in town for a Beaners 1 Week Live happening tonight. The lineup there, Hurricane Joe, Average Mammals, The True Malarkey, and Lesser Planets. It's at the back end of the week of Beaners 1 Week Live. Tomorrow night, Nude Colors, Woodblind, Noble Sound System, and Jen West, and on through Saturday for the last day. Well, thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and yes, thank you for listening.
So you're playing tonight. The show all kicks off. It is an all-ages show, which is kind of the nice thing about Beaners. The show kicks off, I think, at 7 tonight. Talk about the show at the Rex. Who are you playing with? What time is the show? I can't find a time on it. Like 9?
I believe the doors are at 9. Music should start at 10. We're playing with a couple of our personal favorite bands from Minneapolis, The Modern Era. It's a great rock band. Played with them a few times, and The Usual Things we haven't played with yet, but I heard their new record that they put out, and it is amazing.
You're also playing on Friday night up in Virginia.
Yep, at the 2NA Tap House. Our friend Ranger Ron, it's a benefit for him. He had some surgeries over the summer, so we are going to close that show out, I believe, and that'll start at 6 o'clock as well. So if anybody's listening from the range or is driving to the range,
come on out.
Come hang.
Average Mammals, with a couple albums out, Life Under Influence, Petrichor, and then Petrichor Live. This is kind of a limited release, is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah, the other two albums are available online everywhere and in Electric Fetus.
What number did you get?
86 out of 100.
All right, that's
so
a good number.
So maybe there will be some of these at the show tonight.
Yep, we'll have some there. That's the only way to get them, too. So come say hi and give Grant hugs. He likes hugging strangers.
Average Mammals, have a great show tonight.
Thank you so much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Andrew Ressler, and myself, Maya Jensen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can check upcoming guests and listen to previous sessions at KUMD.org. Just click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD.